excited about this series, guys. We are seeing things happen. We have one of my dear friends in Indiana that's been a part of our ministry for 20-some years or more. Last Sunday, as we had the radio show, Nathan and Connie were on with me. After the radio show, there was a whole group listening in Indiana. One of them wrote and said that she had claimed her healing of diabetes last Sunday and was standing on it. There's others that are doing that same thing. So here's what I ask of you today. Open your heart, open your ears, open your eyes to see what God wants you to see. Mark chapter 6, verse 1. He left there, that's Jesus, and returned to his hometown. His disciples came along. This is Mark 6, 1. On the Sabbath, he gave a lecture in the meeting place. Can you picture that? Jesus is giving a lecture in the meeting place. He made a real hit, impressing everyone. I'm in the Message Bible. If yours doesn't exactly sound like that, that's because this is a paraphrase. But he made a real hit impressing everyone. We had no idea he was this good, they said, about Jesus. How did he get so wise all of a sudden? Get such ability. Verse 3. But, everybody say but with me.
But.
In the next breath, they were cutting him down. Yeah. How human is that? He's just a carpenter.
Yeah.
Mary's boy. We've known him since he was a kid. Mm. We know his brothers. James, Justus, Jude, and Simon, and his sisters. Who does he think he is?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were saying about Jesus, guys. They tripped over what little they knew about him and fell sprawling, and they never got any further. Did you know it's possible to trip over Jesus?
Yeah.
Is it possible?
It sure is.
Sometimes the word comes forth in a strong way, and maybe in our own rebellion we go, I don't want to hear that. Or I don't want to receive that. But there's nobody within the sound of my voice today who feels that way, correct?
Amen.
Right? Okay. All right. Everybody has a receiving heart. Say, I have a receiving heart.
I have a receiving heart.
Some of you can't talk because you got cookies in your mouth, and I see it, Holly. That's all right. That's good. All right. See, that's one of the benefits of coming to the living room here at Beacon of Hope, because it's like a coffee house. That's why we rearranged everything. We wanted you to feel more relaxed and feel at home here. Okay? Jesus told them, look what he says in verse 4. A prophet is little honor in his hometown. Among his relatives, on the streets he played in as a child. Jesus wasn't able to do much of anything there. He laid hands on a few sick people and healed them. That's all. Well, that sounds like a lot to me. He laid hands on a few sick people and healed them. You know what? We're going to do that in just a few moments. Okay?
Amen.
He couldn't get over their stubbornness. Guess what? Here's a clue. Jesus doesn't like it when we're stubborn.
No.
Say, I refuse stubbornness in my life.
I refuse stubbornness in my life.
Say, I refuse rebellion in my life.
I refuse rebellion.
Say, I receive the word of God to me today.
I receive the word of God to me today.
All right.
And every day.
Thanks, Sean. He left and made a circuit of the other villages teaching. Look at verse 7. Jesus called the 12 to him and he sent them out in pairs. Kind of a cool idea. Mm-hmm. He gave them
authority.
What? What, Nathan?
Authority.
He gave them authority. Everybody say it. He gave them authority and power. Come on. He gave them authority and power. And by the way, his parting words at the end of Mark, the last chapter, we're not going to turn there. The last thing he says is, I give you that authority. Mm-hmm. Guess what? He gave it to me. Mm-hmm. He gave it to you. You have authority and power to do something. Really? Maybe that's one reason we had such a huge victory this week, Brianne. Because we knew we had the authority and the power to stand against that evil opposition that was coming at you legally. And praise God, you won, and it is dismissed. And it is dismissed for the ridiculousness that it was. So guys, it's because we have authority and power. Don't get excited about that. I know you're excited about your brownie right now. But get excited about the fact that you have authority and power over injustice.
Amen.
You have authority and power over pain in your body.
Amen.
Don't get excited about that.
Amen.
You have authority and power over sickness as it tries to come upon you.
Thank you, Lord.
You have authority and power over poverty.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Everybody got quiet on that one.
You have authority and power over poverty.
But we're rich in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Now, here's what he says to the disciples. Verse 8 of Mark 6. Don't think you need a lot of extra equipment for this. You don't need a laptop. Although we love it. You don't need it.
No.
You don't need a smartphone for this. You are the equipment.
Yeah.
Say it with me. I'm the equipment.
I'm the equipment.
I say that after I tell you we're testing out this new equipment today for the website. Yes, we are. But guess what? Bigger than that is, you're the equipment. You're all that is needed.
You're all that's needed.
Come on. Amen. Jesus said it right here. You're the equipment. No spatial appeals for funds. Keep it simple. Okay? Verse 10. And no luxury is. By the way, have you noticed that when we take up an offering, we don't spend 45 minutes asking you to dig into your pockets?
We don't.
We don't do it. We just say, we're going to take up an offering. Okay, come on, let's do it. Boom.
That's it.
Even though we could get up here and cry and scream and we're not. Jesus said, you don't have to do that. Just keep it simple. Okay? Like, keep it simple. It's time to go eat brownies and peanut butter cookies. I'll be not great. All right. No luxury inns. Get a modest place and be content there until you leave. Verse 11, Jesus said to the disciples, if you're not welcomed and not listened to, quietly withdraw. Here's some good news. Here's a good thing to say to you. It's good news, too, I guess. When people don't receive you, you don't have to sit and take their junk come at you.
No.
Yesterday I was in contact with a person over and over because he was right beside me at a place where I was working. And he kept trying to convince me about all kinds of junk, mystical stuff, and just that, you know. And all of this, guys, you don't have to take that. You don't have to receive it. If somebody's coming against you because of who you are in Jesus, there's things to do about that. You have authority and power.
That's right. That's right.
You can be kind, but you can also walk away. You don't have to receive it. You don't have to get into big arguments at work, by the way. That's not directed at anybody. I don't know if anybody got into an argument at work this week. That's not directed. Okay. I'll tell you if it's directed at you, okay? I'll point you out. All right.
I receive it.
Okay. If you're not welcomed and not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders. Be on your way. Okay? It's their loss. Look at verse 12. Then they were on the road, and they preached. And in the Message Bible, I love these next two words. They preached with joyful urgency. Joyful urgency. You know what? It's time we got urgent about this message of healing and that God wants to do things in our lives and save us from all the junk that's been attacking us forever. That it's time for us to be urgent about it and to be joyful about it. Or would you rather receive it if I say, Kim, you know, God can heal your body. He really can. I think, I'm not sure, but I think he can. I heard. You know, there's a rumor going around.
Yes, a rumor going around.
But, you know, I don't know. You know, you got this diagnosis, which she did 2 years ago. She just said to me, he did. You know why he did? Because she's sitting on the front row 2 years ago. She was diagnosed with cancer, and she went through chemo, and she went through an awful lot, and she just kept coming up for prayer. And those of us at Beacon just kept laying hands on her and believing. And she is cancer-free and has been for over a year now. And we give God all the glory and the praise. And when you came up here for prayer, we prayed for you with joyful urgency. Correct? We didn't just come up here and go, hey, Kim, I don't know if it's going to work today, but come on up. The disciples didn't go out preaching with, I don't know if we have anything to give you today. How did the disciples go out? With joyful urgency.
Yes.
Why joyful? Because they knew it works.
They knew.
Guess what? I am so excited about those of you that I'm going to lay hands on in a few minutes. You know why? Because I know it works. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm excited to be able to anoint you with oil and pray for you. You know what? joyful urgency.
Yes, Lord.
They went out with joyful urgency. Let's go on. And here's what they did. That life can be radically different.
Yes.
Can you imagine life without pain?
No. I wish.
Okay. There you go.
Well,
all right.
It'll happen.
There you go. That's okay. I'm glad
right.
you said that.
That's right.
Can you imagine life without pain? Is there anybody in this room that has ever been healed of anything physically? Have you been healed? Really? Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, seriously?
Yes.
Those of you that haven't experienced healing and you need it, you better be coming up here today and getting it if
That's
you need
right.
it.
That's right.
But by the way, it's not okay to have aches and pains all day long. It's time to get rid of them. Okay? And the disciples went out there with joyful urgency going, whoa, have I got something for you. Okay? That life can be radically different. Right and left, here's what they did. They sent the demons packing. Don't get excited about that. They brought wellness to the sick.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yes, Lord.
They brought wellness to the sick.
Amen.
Come on, if you're sick, if you're in pain, guess what? We have been given that same authority, and that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're
going
to do that. Bring wellness to the sick.
Thank you, Lord.
Anointing their bodies and healing their spirits.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, a lot of times our brokenness is emotional. I'm not looking at any of you in particular. I'm looking at all of you in general. We all have brokenness. We all have areas where we need the healing power of
yes,
Almighty
Lord.
God to reach down inside our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Heal
Thank
us.
You,
Times that we have gotten physically sick because of emotional brokenness.
Yes.
Don't anybody say amen to that.
Amen.
But it's true. Come on. There are times that it manifests in our body as sickness, but it really is rooted in our emotions as broken places.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm tired of brokenness.
Yes.
I'm on a campaign in my own life to make sure there's no broken areas.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm on a campaign in my own life to say, "Here, God, hey, talk to me. Is there something you want to heal me of today?"
Yes, Lord.
And usually we think it's a pain, or it's something. Oh, by the way, Sean, that's gone. Do you guys remember last Sunday morning I injured my shoulder and it was healed during the service?
Yeah.
Well, then I was lifting Jeannie's thing out today out of the car, and Sean said to me, is that bothering you again? And I said, I think I slept on it wrong or something, and last couple of days I've just been bothered again. It's gone again. All right? Now, guys, I don't know about you, but if I can be well and not in pain instead of sick and hurting, I'd rather be well and not in pain. Can anybody agree with that?
Amen.
Okay?
Praise
now, guys,
God.
A lot of times we just have to open our hearts.
That's right.
To receive the fact that God wants us well. Some of you may be sitting there saying, I have been praying for my healing for so long and nothing's happened. Guess what? We're just going to keep on believing.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
We're going to keep on believing. So now let's go to Mark chapter 9. Turn over a couple of pages. Now, Mark chapter 9. And we're going to go to a story that seems so impossible. Mark 9, verse 14. When they came back down the mountain to the other disciples, they saw a huge crowd around them. The religion scholars cross-examining them. As soon as the people in the crowd saw Jesus, what happened? Admiring excitement stirred them, and they ran and they greeted him, and he asked, what's going on? What's all this commotion? Okay? Why? Jesus had come down from a place of prayer.
Yes.
Okay? And he comes down, and they see him, and they run to him.
Yes.
Okay? Isn't that what needs to happen across
yes.
this globe? That people run to Jesus
run to
for
Jesus.
Help?
That's right.
Brianna, I dare say, your victory is because of Jesus.
That's right.
It's not because of how cute you are, because you are. But it is because Jesus got in there. And
yes,
did what
did.
Needed to be done.
Yes, did.
Okay?
Thank you.
Now, these people were running to Jesus. There was a big commotion. So look at verse 17. A man out of the crowd answered, Teacher, I brought my mute son. What's that mean? He can't talk.
Can't talk. Yeah.
Right? You know the mute thing on your phone? Okay? So he can't talk. All right? He says, I brought my mute son. He was made speechless by a demon.
Mm.
Guys, we are so much less, we are more reluctant in this day and age to acknowledge the work of demons.
Yes.
Than they have been through the ages.
Yes.
Now, it is like a taboo subject. Oh, let's not talk about demons. That's kind of weird. However, people will fill the theaters to see demonic movies.
Yes.
Where demons move things and whatever, and they are mesmerized by the activity of demons.
Yes. Yes.
Correct? You know what demons do? They cause restlessness in us.
Yes, they do.
They cause chaos. There are demons of fear. There are demons of anxiety. You say, well, just because I have a little anxiety, does that mean I have a demon? No. But if it overtakes you and controls you, then you may want to look at it.
Yes.
And this was the situation with the little boy that was mute. And some of you are going, what do I do if I do need some deliverance? You schedule an appointment, and you sit in the office and around the table. And you get set free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there's a lot of people that have been set free at the little round table in there.
Amen.
And if you're not sure if you need to be set free, the answer is, yeah, you do. All right. So a man in the crowds answered, and he says, I brought my mute son, but he's had this demonic issue. And here's, now look at this. This is not just, I feel anxiety. I have too much fear. This is a real outright attack. Look at this. What did this demon do? It seized him and threw him to the ground. He foamed at the mouth, grinded his teeth, and he goes stiff as a board. This kind of sounds like a epilepsy or something, doesn't it? Seizure. Tantrum. I told your disciples, hoping they could deliver him, but they couldn't. Ah, wait a minute. Jesus said, we have authority and power. Things like that don't scare me at all. Because I've been doing this for years and years and years, and I just know that we have the authority and the power to cast out anything. It doesn't matter how ridiculous it acts and behaves,
That's right.
We can cast it out.
That's right.
Jesus said, what a generation, no sense of God. How many times do I have to go over these things? How much longer do I have to put up with this? Bring me the boy. Now, Jesus was not at all threatened by this situation, was he? Right? The disciples were just learning that they had this authority. And they were like, that one seems like we need Jesus for that one.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Guys, we need Jesus for all of the situations, right?
That's right.
And any time that we pray over you for healing or deliverance or anything else, guess whose power and guess whose name is what we're using? It's the name of Jesus, correct?
Jesus. Amen.
It's nothing in me or Connie or any of the rest of us that heals you. It is the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
As you appropriate it for yourself. That's what happens, correct? Okay. So we're all clear on that.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So he asks the boy's father, how long has this been going on? And he goes, ever since he was a little boy. Now, some of us would go, oh, well, that's too tough. I mean, it's been going on forever. Don't know. You know? And the father says, many times it pitches him into the fire or the river to do away with him. Guys, there were more demons going on here. This thing was trying to kill him.
Yes.
Demonic spirits do try to kill you, you know.
Yes.
There are people that have committed suicide because they've been driven to that by junk on the inside of them. Would anybody agree with that?
Amen.
There are people that have committed suicide because they didn't know any better, didn't know they could be set free from the junk in their heads.
Come on.
Guys, it is time that God raise up all these harvest hands of people that can get out there and say, you've been thinking about suicide? We can take care of that.
Amen.
All we have to do is pray for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And cast that spirit and cast it out of you in the name
Praise
of Jesus.
God. Come on.
You don't have to put up with that.
Amen.
You do not have to put up with that.
No. Thank you, Jesus.
Many years ago, the ministry in Indiana, people started coming from miles around. Hundreds of people came, found out that we did deliverance in this little church. People would come in, they'd say, now don't tell my pastor anybody that I've been here, because this is kind of like, you guys are a little weird here. And I said, yeah, we're weird. We just believe what we believe. Well, there was this one time this family drove from Eastern Ohio over. We were in Indiana. They called, they made an appointment. They came and they sat down and I said, tell me your story. And I'm sitting in my little office with these people and I always had another counselor in there with me. And the family said, we're living in fear every day. We don't know what's going to happen to us because, and then they started telling the story of the whole line of people in their family that had head injuries. Mm. Some had killed some, the head injuries had killed some of the family. Mm. And some of the head injuries had maimed some of the family to the point that they were crazy. Mm. And the head injuries had been so many, I was sitting there just like, you got to be kidding. Mm. That is a family spirit that's passed down, guys.
Yes, yes.
You know the end of that story. That took a couple hours of getting the story and then taking authority and then praying for that family. That family went back to Ohio, and the last I heard from them, which was a long time ago, there weren't any more head injuries. Why? Because we simply take authority over it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus didn't say to this father, well, that sounds really bad that your little boy, you know, gets thrown into the fire and into the river.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't say, oh, well, you know, you guys have a tough life there with that little guy. Jesus simply took the matter into his hands.
Yes.
You know what God's doing? Yes. He's calling people who will take matters into their hands. And some of you are going, but it couldn't be me. Really? When I first met Connie, she had no clue that she'd be casting demons out of her. She must have had a clue about something. Because we were on Waters Avenue, Nathan, and the first Sunday that Connie came in, she sat like at right where you are, kind of on Michelle Court at the back and in the last chair. And I knew as I preached and whatever, there was something special about her.
Yeah.
I knew that I had to get to her and meet her. We had a lot of people that Sunday. And she raced out like she was afraid of me.
Like she was on fire.
She was extremely afraid.
Yes.
Now, see, we got Maria in a good place this morning, even though she's here for the first time. She's up here. We can get to her.
We can block her. Well, Janie
blocked
in the
water. Yeah, got you blocked in. But you know what? Connie came back the next Sunday.
Yeah.
And the next, and the next, and the next. And now she's one of our deliverance counselors around here that sets people free.
Thank you.
But who would have thought that in Oakland? Because she got
free.
So Jesus says to this guy, no big deal. Okay. I love this. Look at verse 23. Jesus said, oh, wait a minute. We got to see what the guy, the father said. If you can do anything, have a heart and help us.
Yeah.
Woo! Have a heart and help us.
Yes.
Guys, here's what healing is all about. It's all about the heart of Jesus.
That's right. Yes,
it's all about compassion.
That's right.
Do you know what compassion is? Compassion is recognizing there's a problem.
Yes.
A lot of us do that part. Part one, we recognize there's a problem. Yep. We look at somebody and go, ooh, honey, they ain't need prayer. Come on. Never looked at anybody like that? I looked at people and I go, woo, baby, I'd love to get my hands on them and pray for them. And they see it in my eyes and they run.
And they run.
Honey,
that's right.
And I'm after her. I am after her.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because God put in my heart, that's a warrior.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm going after the warriors when I see them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay?
Preach it.
Praise God.
Compassion is this. Seeing the problem. Mm. Part two, having the desire to do something about it.
About it. That's right.
It's not compassion if you just see a problem. Mm. It's compassion when it stirs within you.
Yes.
Some of you have been around Beacon long enough to know times when healing compassion has hit me to the point that I am crying my eyes out and my mascara is running all over the floor.
You were mascara?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Eyeliner, all of it running all over the place. Because so often, I remember a time time. Jeannie, I'm going to pick on you. You were about there, and I was about up here. And Nathan was playing the piano. We were on Bush Boulevard, and we were singing. I think we were singing, "Heal Me and I Shall Be Healed." That's the way I remember it. I may be wrong. But we were singing that, and there was a tremendous anointing. And Jeannie, by the way, didn't always look this good. She was sicker at times. And this was a time that she was extremely ill, getting ready to have open heart surgery, and we weren't sure she was going to make through it. And I remember that as we were singing that, suddenly it hit right in my gut, that compassion for her. I ran. I dropped the mic. I remember running all the way to her. Do you remember? Just about pulled her head off of her neck. I ran for her to such an extent that she was going, "Oh!" I thought I was hurting her. Guess what? She was okay. From that moment on, she started getting better and got stronger and went through her surgery successfully and everything was fine. But that was one of those times that compassion just hits you. Now, the Father says to Jesus, "If you can do anything, do it."
Yes.
Have a heart.
Yes.
And help us.
Yes.
You know what we need surgery on? Our hearts.
Our hearts. That's right.
Our heart's that place where you feel God wants you to believe for something. Brianne, you've been coming up for prayer about this legal thing for a long time. You've come up and you take my hand and you say, "Hey, let's get bad, got to do this, got to do that." And I'd say, "Hey, Brianne, it's going to be all right. Get up, Gabe, baby. Just get up. It's going to be all right." And you go, "Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I don't want you to tell me it's going to be all right. I want you to do something about it." Are y'all hearing what I'm saying?
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "Do something about it." They couldn't do anything about this boy. Why? They hadn't been spending much time in prayer. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, "Later on, you hadn't been spending much time in prayer. Guys, if you're going to do deliverance, you're going to get busy, and you're going to do healing, and you're going to pray over people for healing. Let me tell you, it takes time in prayer."
That's right.
So the guy says, "If you can do anything," I want you to look at verse 23. Jesus said, "If."
Yeah.
I think Jesus said, "If."
Yeah.
Aren't you glad the mic didn't work? I think Jesus said, "If." There's no ifs among believers.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anything can happen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yep.
Whoa! We know that from your situation.
Yes,
anything can happen.
That's right. That's right. Thank you.
You either believe that or you just stay in all your crud.
That's it.
Come on.
That's it.
Come on.
Amen.
That's it.
That's it.
We either believe that God can change our lives and take away our pain and heal our bodies and our emotions, or we just stay stuck in the mud.
Come on.
Stay in our pity.
Self-pity and all that stuff. Okay. So let's see what he said. Woo, better late than never. Praise God, you're getting in on a good one. Fortunate for you, we're recording it. Hallelujah. Woo, I love what he says. Verse 24, no sooner, I'm in Mark 9. No sooner were the words out of his mouth than the Father cried out, "Then I believe. Help me with my doubts."
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The Father had a choice. "I don't think you can do anything. Your disciples couldn't do anything. I guess my kid and I are going home, and we're going to take our demons and go home." The Father said, I believe. Help my unbelief.
Yes.
Help my doubts. Guys, it's okay to say to God, "I believe, and there's some days I have doubts. So God, help me with my doubts."
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come on. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Oh, my. I haven't begun to get through everything I wanted to get through. So look at verse 25. Seeing that the crowd was forming fast, Jesus gave the vile spirit its marching orders.
Yeah.
Here's what he said. Dumb and deaf spirit. That's calling it a name.
Yeah.
You dummy.
Dummy, yeah.
Dumb had to spirit. Do with the dumb spirit. Dumb and deaf spirit. Woo. I command you out of him. Stay out.
Stay out.
You guys, when you know that you have the authority, it's very simple. Just say, get out and stay out.
That's it. That's it.
Now, are there times that we yell and scream around here? Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. There's times that I just feel it, you know, just, and just, yeah, get out. scatter her right now in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then there's times that I just say, get out, go.
Yep.
Can't stay. No big deal. Go.
You're not welcome here.
Jesus said to get out. The boy was pale as a corpse. Can you imagine everybody standing around going, oh my gosh, he killed the kid? They were going, he's dead. Jesus, of course, he touched me.
Yes, Lord.
He raised him up.
Yes, Lord.
What? The boy stood up. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Go back with me to Matthew 9 and I'll wrap this up. And then I'm going on with it on the radio with Deb and Alice today. Our dear buddies out there who are making every effort to move out here next year. They want to be right here with us. But they're an active part of the ministry team here. So if you can tune in today, you need to. Matthew 9, and I want you to look at verse 35. This is the same part where we were in the book of Mark, but now we hear it from Matthew's perspective. But I want you to see this word, verse 35 of Matthew 9. Then Jesus made a circuit of all the towns and villages. He taught in their meeting places. This is standard behavior. Do this. He reported kingdom news. They had praise reports, just like we do. Isn't that cool?
That's
cool. Oh, he healed their bodies, just like we do. Praise God. He healed their bruised and hurt lives.
Woo! Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Oh. What is Beacon of Hope all about? Where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives, right?
Thank you, Lord.
Have any of you ever been hurting?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Some of you may be hurting today. Guess what? The anointing of God just wants to come all over you and heal you.
That's right.
And look what he did. He looked out over the crowds and his heart broke. Mm. In the original Greek, that word is compassion. Who's filled with compassion. Okay? And like I said a minute ago, compassion means I see the need. But part two, mm-hmm. I want to do something about it. Okay? People can say, well, I feel for that person. I feel empathy for them. Empathy is not the same. I mean, sympathy is not the same.
No,
empathy is when you want to do something about it. That's that compassion.
Yes.
Sympathy is, I feel sorry for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go in peace, be warm.
Yeah.
But when you feel the compassion like Jesus did right here, he looked out over the crowds and his heart broke. So confused and aimless they were like sheep with no shepherd. What a huge harvest. Watching that, Our America again last night, just caused me one more time to see how many people there are out there, guys, that are don't have Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think about it? In your workplace, where you go, Burger King, when you go, there are so, that's why they did what they did to me. Anyway, there are so many people who, I got food poisoning. There are so many people who don't know Jesus.
That's right.
I'm teasing about that. They swear it wasn't intentional, so I'm teasing about that. But people, they're everywhere. Any of you have any in your own family? Have any in your own family that don't know Jesus? That don't understand how much he wants to heal their bruised and hurt lives? And sometimes they don't receive it from your family. We started out with that. Sometimes Jesus, he had a hard time sometimes in his own hometown. They didn't receive it.
That's right.
There are so many people that need Jesus. Friday night, we had another prayer meeting night around here.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up a little living room over there in the dugout. And we had prayer meeting. If you could ever get to one of those, you need to, because it was powerful. Praying for a lot of people in a lot of situations. We were praising God for a lot of answers to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's all about that. You taking time to pray. You say, well, I can't make it on a prayer meeting night or whatever. Okay. But when God wakes you up in the middle of the night and you see somebody's face in front of you, that's not just so you can say, oh, that person's really sweet. I like them. Or that's not for you to go, oh, I should call and see how they're doing. You know why God does that? He does that so that you say, I better be praying or you wouldn't have been reminding me of Mama May right now. She must need prayer. Okay? When you know somebody's hurting physically, emotionally, mentally, financially, whatever area, compassion says, I see the need, plus I do something about it. So what did Jesus do? He goes, I can't reach all those people by myself. And so he sends them out. And he says, you're the equipment. Now I would say to you today, you're the equipment. Not just me. Come on. I have a job to do. One of the jobs that I have to do around here is to motivate you to do your job. Seriously. It's not all about me doing it all. It's about you going from this place and being such a light, such a candle, that people see your light and know that you belong to Jesus.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Or it's such a way that you walk out of here and you get up tomorrow morning and you say, okay, God, what are we doing today? That's who are we right. talking to? That's Where are right. we going?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Come
Lord.
On, Holy Spirit. What are we doing today?
Yes, Lord.
Give me my assignment.
Yes.
Just let me know when I'm supposed to pray for somebody or talk yes. to somebody. Just let yes. me know. Yes. Is everybody hear what I'm saying?
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
So often we walk out of here and we go, nice service.
Yeah.
What'd you preach on? Don't know. It was good at the time. I remember snickering. Must have been okay.
All right. Praise God. Praise God.
How true, though.
What's the sermon? Jesus said, it's not enough. It's not enough for Jesus to come to this earth and do it all. He left us the assignment. Yeah. He goes, now you go do it.
That's right.
Come on, you cast them out. That's you right. pray for the sick. You do your part. You intercede. Guys, if you don't have anybody to pray for, here, pray for me. I have never needed it so much in my whole life as I feel like I do right now. You say, are you sick? No, I'm healed. Mm-hmm. Seriously, it's not that. It's all kinds of other stuff. Tons of it. I can make you a list. But here's what I don't want. I don't want to make a list. Here's what I want to do. I just want you to pray for me.
Amen.
When you wake up in the middle of the night and you see this red shirt, you go, oh yeah, she wore that. And so did Brenda. So I guess I got to pray for both of them.
All right. Praise God.
You have a job to do.
Amen.
You have a job and you have an assignment.
Amen.
And your assignment is to lay hands on the sick and see them recover.
Amen.
Your assignment is to learn how to have the compassion of God moving on the inside
yeah,
of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Till it stirs you up.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not the only crazy one around here. I tell the new people that it's not me, it's all of you.
Amen.
But maybe I've been lying. Maybe it is me and it's not you, and that's crazy talk. Because it should be you Amen. Also and me that are so radically crazy for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That we just believe that His Word is true.
Amen.
And we just and believe.
We just act like it.
Act like it and that we can lay hands on the sick.
That's right.
See
that's
them
right. Thank you, Jesus.
Mama May, can you hear? If you have a prayer need today, write it on here, okay, before you leave today, and give it to me, because I am going to pray for you, okay? If you have something that's really bugging you, I know right now I'm looking at you, Holly. You still don't have a job? Okay. I want you to write it on here, okay? I want you to give them to me. Because I'm going to make a pledge to each one of you. Everybody that writes whatever on here this week, I will pray for you. Okay? Now here's the trade-off. You got to pray for me. Okay, if you want one of these, you see Kim. She's in charge.
All right.
You know why? Because Kim is healed.
Amen.
That's right. Cancer.
Amen. That's right.
And she hadn't had a bad report. And she hasn't had any bad report at all since she finished her chemo and since she had all that prayer for her.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that same year, Mark Howard was healed of cancer, 4-stage on his face where they were going to take half his face off. That was 09 in the hotel, for heaven's sake. Mm. And how much more now?
How much
we have the piano back and we have the anointing of God.
Thank you.
I'm just crazy enough. Nathan, come to the pantry. Connie, come up. I am just crazy enough to believe that God wants to heal some bodies today.
Yes, he does.
Now, this is anointing oil. Say, do you have to have this? No. You don't have to have this. It's simply an outward sign. Jesus, in fact, in the book of James, James wrote, and he said, call for the elders of the church and have them anoint you with oil. Okay? It's a symbol of the Holy Spirit, is what it is. Can you get healed without the anointing oil? Absolutely. Can you get healed sitting in your little chair? Yep. Yeah. Can you get healed standing up here on this blue line? Yep. Yeah. Sure can. Can you get healed in your house in the middle of the night? Yeah. But I'll tell you from experience, I find that when we are in a setting like this, and the anointing of God is this strong, people get healed. So if you don't want healing, it's probably better to stay in your little black chair. In Jeannie's case, it's a red chair. Spirit of anxiety, okay? And God wants us to live in peace. Okay, the devil is all about stress and anxiety and chaos in our lives, and the devil wants us to live in peace.
My boss called 911 this week. She thought I was gonna die.
Stress?
I choked on my own saliva, and I got to the point where I couldn't, my throat closed up, and I couldn't
get up here.
Take an air. She called 911. My two co-workers calmed me
down. Praise God.
I got able to breathe again.
Praise Jesus.
I believe it's stress related.
Get up here. Somebody watch
my. I've been sleeping.
Praise. Sing it one time, baby.
I've been sleeping.
You're not sleeping well?
No.
All right. Is there anybody else who wants to agree with us? Just come up here and pray with us. God bless you. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Save me. Okay. I shall be saved.
Anybody else want to agree with us and pray?